Casey Stoner can enjoy the last two corners of the Phillip Island circuit. He will come home to a hero's welcome here in Phillip Island, and it's a hero for the Australians here today. He will take another 25 points in his ninth win of the season.
The chequered flag beckons the 24-year-old Australian. Casey Stoner makes it a hat-trick of wins here at Phillip Island. He's beaten the world champion Valentino Rossi. Everybody stands at Phillip Island. Casey Stoner onto the Wayne Gardner straight. Casey Stoner wins the Australian Grand Prix and is crowned the 2011 world champion.
Last chance we'll get to be on board with Casey Stoner here at Phillip Island in MotoGP. He has done the business in Australia for the sixth time in succession.
Casey Stoner made Phillip Island his own. There was a period in the mid-90s where that race went to Sydney, but essentially for the best part of 30 years, Phillip Island has hosted the 500cc now, MotoGP, the motorbike Grand Prix of Australia. But in October this year, it will be the last before it goes to Adelaide. Casey lives a pretty quiet life in the Gold Coast hinterland these days, but he has put out a statement on his social media. The six-time winner at Phillip Island saying, and I quote, "One of the greatest motorcycle circuits in the entire world that has produced some of the greatest and most entertaining races we have witnessed and continues to do so year after year is being pushed to the side in place of a race in Adelaide and supposedly a street circuit, ... Why would MotoGP take possibly their best circuit off the calendar? I'll let everyone decide." End quote. Pretty strong words there from Australian former world champion Casey Stoner, a man, as mentioned, won six times at Phillip Island. Well, it was a big announcement during the week. The Victorian government saying, oh, well, you know, we offered them Albert Park, but MotoGP said no, so they went for a second choice, and then you've got the South Australian government saying, and no, we were first choice. Well, let's hear from a man who was alongside South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas earlier in the week. He's the Chief Sporting Officer of the MotoGP Group. His name is Carlos Espeleta, and I had a chat to him and started by asking just what a big announcement it was for the sport in this country.
It's just such a big deal for both Adelaide and for us. We're incredibly happy, and you know the sentiment, of course, to a certain extent is gonna always be mixed because of clear reasons, you know, and the heritage of Phillip Island. But you know, I think it's you know, when people see what this event delivers and how special it's gonna be, I think you know it'll very quickly be 100% positive.
And can we just backtrack to the reason for the move? We've been told that it's been as simple as you wanted to be closer to the city and the Victorian government didn't want to do that. Is that as front up as it turned out to be for your negotiations there?
I mean, first and foremost, I'd like to say that sports and politics don't really mix, and that's not the way that, you know, we don't really want to get involved in that. MotoGP, we've taken the best choice for the sport and for, you know, sort of the global growth of the sport. And this is clearly the best choice we had on the table. And our first choice, you know, being able to be in such a special location, you know, with the emerging and growing, you know, city of Adelaide and South Australia. We feel that we can both do a lot for each other.
So I heard you say their first choice. I've sort of heard that if you could have got to Albert Park in Melbourne, that's where you would have gone. But is that the case?
No, I mean, we had some, and not something that we're sort of willing to disclose all the nature of the negotiation and the contracts, but the fact that Victoria had an option, it doesn't mean that they're their first choice. We're really, really happy to be here in Adelaide, and it was our first choice. Mm.
You're hearing from Carlos Espeleta, who is the Chief Sporting Officer for MotoGP. Huge news that the Australian MotoGP will be moving to Adelaide and a street circuit, which we'll speak about in a moment. Carlos, what does this new venue offer that Phillip Island didn't?
I mean, Phillip Island's had, years, three decades of amazing racing. And, you know, we look forward to another successful event this in October. The reality is that, you know, there's some challenges that I feel that, you know, with could be overcome, but and others that were sort of insurmountable. Especially the sort of the weather and the location have been things that have sort of impeded the growth of the event long term. The reality is that I mean, and people sort of tend to draw a comparison, but for us, for MotoGP, the Adelaide location is just going to be so special because we don't have any other thing that's even like sort of remotely similar. That we were convinced that it can deliver so much. I think, you know, from the track point of view, I think the most important thing to say is that safety for MotoGP, it's not a question and it's not subjective. We do all the analysis and all the evaluation, from a mathematical point of view. So it's not sort of opinion based. So to the riders that are there on the day, it is going to feel like a permanent circuit. And to the fans watching from home, it is going to feel like a permanent circuit, like any other. With an amazing backdrop of city, skyline, and trees in the parkland. So that's going to be a truly iconic, flagship event for MotoGP.
We can all understand in the world of sport, there's sentiment and there's business. It seems like, your company, Dorna Sports, has now changed its name to align with its main brand of MotoGP. It's just a business decision, right?
By no means is that not the way I should put that. You know, it's a hugely, hugely proud day for us. And, it's one of a lot of happiness around this announcement. But the reality is that, I mean, the past years in Phillip Island have been really, really challenging to the number of, canceling sessions, canceling races for different reasons. So, it's not only a business-based decision. It's based on the sport and the growth of it. And I think it's not a Victoria versus South Australia. I think this event is something that all Australians and the whole country should be proud of, because it's going to be a singular event on the calendar. And that's, that's something that's very clear to us, that the Grand Prix of Australia is going to be truly special.
Summer Grandstand across Australia on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull. You're hearing from Carlos Espeleta, who is the Chief Sporting Officer of MotoGP. Obviously, you're in October this year. Is the slot for the Australian MotoGP going to stay the same in 27 and beyond?
Yeah, November 27 is the target.
Okay. Look, outside of this announcement, your first race is only a couple of weeks away, and your superstar Marc Marquez is basically coming back from a major shoulder injury. Is he going to be ready to go? Is the world champion going to be right to go for the start of your new season?
Yeah, I mean, I've spent some time with Marc over the past couple of weeks because we had our season launch in Kuala Lumpur, by the way. And Marc is feeling great. Obviously, he's already completed 3 days of testing in Kuala Lumpur, in Sepang, and then he has two more days of testing this weekend in Thailand, where we'll be racing the first GP of the year a week from now. So, I mean, I think there by no shadow of a doubt is Marc ready to defend his throne.
Yeah, and I see that the circuit's returning to Brazil this year for the first time in 21 years, so it's been a busy off-season. Carlos Espeleta, the MotoGP's Chief Sporting Officer, is with us. Just to finish with, Carlos, obviously the buzz of the event is going to be fantastic. I think that is the fine detail about will this track be safe? Is that a narrative which is worth pursuing, or is it just because it's a new track and you have those questions everywhere? I mean, the street nature of it has got us all thinking, well, hold on, how can the runoffs for a motorbike be safe compared to what we know that happened with F1 and the cars that have been there in the past?
To be fair, I do not think it's a narrative worth to pursue, because again, if we had not done all the work behind it, we wouldn't be here. And so, like I said at the beginning, it's not a question and it's not subjective. The track is safe. We've done all the work to be able to build a safe track. Just the word street circuit obviously entail a lot, and you know, people sort of jump to conclusions. But again, it's going to have all the runoff areas, even the straights. You know, the walls are going to be pulled meters apart from the white lines, like they are in every other circuit. Again, it's going to feel like, to them, it's going to feel like a permanent circuit. So there shouldn't be any questions about, you know, the safety of that late street circuit for MotoGP.